Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to take a look at using data template selectors inside of Xamarin Forms. I'm a big fan of Xamarin Forms and its awesome list view, which gives you a way of displaying data in rows that you can scroll through. It has pull to refresh and a bunch of stuff. But often, I really need to heavily customize each cell. And often, I have different types of data that I'm displaying inside of an application. For instance, maybe I have a list of animals, and I have dogs and monkeys and monkeys, and they all look a little bit different. I want to customize them. I could add complex logic into each cell. However, that's really going to bog down my application. So that's where data template selectors come in. It gives us a way of specifying different templates that can be used based on the data, and it will select them based on that type of data, data template selectors. They're super awesome and super crazy easy to implement. So let's go take a look at an existing application that could actually use some data template selectors. So here we are inside of my weather application, which I simply love. And it says here that it's going to be a little bit smoky here in Seattle and 75 degrees almost. When I tap on the forecast view, I can scroll through the weather. And what we're going to see is that we have clouds and we have rain inside of here. Now, currently today, this is using one single cell in XAML. It has some stack layouts with an image, a label inside of here. Now, what happens though when I want to maybe change the data based on if it's clear or cloudy or if it's rainy? For instance, maybe if it's rainy, I want it to have different background, and maybe I want the actual icon to be on the right-hand side. Now, I could actually come in and change this a whole bunch. There's an isRainy property actually on the data that's coming in, but that would be complex. I'd have to add multiple images, multiple layouts, back and forth inside this data cell, which means I'm going to have a lot of different unnecessary controls inside of here. So it's actually going to bog down and make it not silky smooth. So here's what we're going to do, is instead of actually defining this view cell inside of here, we're going to go ahead and create two different cell types. So inside my shared code over here, I've simply gone in, and if I right-click and add a new file, under Xamarin Forms, I can go ahead and create a new content view XAML that's inside of here. And inside of here, instead of a content view, I'm just simply going to change it to a view cell. So this view cell, what I've done is I've created two. I've created a normal data template and a rain data template. So this is just some XAML that I've abstracted. And what we're going to see inside of my normal data template, it's going to look very similar, but I'm using a grid here. So I have an image, I have some labels. If I look over at my rain data template, I've actually changed it. So the actual columns and rows are on different sides. I have a different background color. And you can imagine that you could add multiple data template selectors, give as many as you want. So you can have a bunch of these in here with really complex different layouts. So maybe you have card views, maybe you have, way different ways of laying out data inside of here. And there's really literally no code in the code behind for these. It's just a view cell as my base class. So you may be used to doing a content page or a content view. Well, this is a view cell that you can simply add into the data template selector. So I've created one more file that's inside of here, and this is my data template selector. Now, I could type out the code, but it's so minimal that we don't even need to. When I come into my data template selector, what I'm going to do is create two read-only data templates. So here I say, go ahead and create those based on my type. So I have a rain template selector and a normal data template selector. So two lines of code there. And I have one method that gets overridden, which is the onSelectTemplate. So as I'm scrolling through, I have the ability to decide which template gets returned for the specific cell that's being reused. So the first thing I do here is I cast the item, which is an object that's coming in right here, as a weather root, which is my weather object. That could be an animal, it could be whatever your data template is, a speaker, a session, whatever your application is doing. Then all I do inside of here is I have a simple if statement to say, hey, is it rainy? Let's return the rain template. If it's not, let's return the normal template. That's it. Now all I have to do is use that inside of my XAML. So the first thing that we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and just simply delete this entire item template. Boom, it's gone. Now what I've done up top inside of here is I've gone ahead and said, hey, I need access to this namespace of templates. So there's namespace of myweather.cell, assembly is myweather. Now what I'll need to do here is simply add a resource. I'm going to grab some XAML here, slap it in there. And what this is saying is hey, for this content page, I would like to create a resource that I can have access to, which is the weather template selector. You can give it a key, which is what you can reference it via the XAML below. Now, in this instance, I just like to use the same name. That's just mine, but you can call it whatever you want. Now, what I can do down here is instead of defining the actual item template, normally, list_view.itemTemplate, add the data template and everything like that, I'm just going to say item template equals, I'm going to say static resource of my weather template selector. So the static resource is this resource inside the resource dictionary, and that's it. I'm good to go. When I hit launch here and actually run the application again, what we can do is we can actually add a breakpoint inside of here. So relaunch our application with our new selector. So I'm going to go ahead and hit get weather. Now I was actually going to hit it because I have it inside of the page with the data binding. I can see the actual item and the weather that's coming in, and I can explore all the different properties. Let's just go ahead and actually set it on the rain template so it actually hits it. Here's the actual is rain. So you can see that it's being selective on which data template is being returned. Now as I scroll through, there it is. We can see that it's a dramatically different looking cell with shifted. There's no value converters. There's no different cells jammed into one cell. It's going to be super optimized for this application based on the cell that needs to be returned. So really cool, and I can see next week it's going to start raining quite a bit. So here you have it, implementing a data template selector, super crazy simple with just a few lines of code. Not only does it give you a way of using a data template selector, but it also makes your view cells highly reusable. Since I've abstracted that out into its own class, I'm able to reuse that in other data template selectors or in other code files, which is super great, especially when you're creating complex applications where you're bringing multiple lists together. Hope you enjoyed this video and found data template selector super useful. I'll have links in the show notes to the documentation and to the sample specifically. So until next time, this has been the Xamarin Show. I'm James Montemagno. Make sure you subscribe over here, wherever it's at, here on Channel 9. And I hope you enjoyed, and come back next week for even more Xamarin Show.